KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. At 7:07, we have hazy sunshine and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for patchy fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies for the balance of the day and a high around 88 with a variable breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors met Monday evening at Sunnyside Park Kitty Corral Shelter. And during the meeting, Parks and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen reported work is expected to begin within the next couple of weeks to repair the trail washout at the Schulberg Recreation Area along Iowa Avenue, which is the southwest corner of Lake Number 3.
You know, kind of a process because they're going to use a lot of the leftover cement from the hospital parking lot to help us stabilize that bank and repair that. So as construction goes, it's kind of been pushed back just a little bit, but they're hopefully gonna be starting out there within the next couple weeks to repair that trail.
That section of the trail will be closed while the work is underway. The washed out asphalt portion of the trail will be replaced with longer lasting concrete once the bank is stabilized. Brian said also the department is trying to incorporate more programming for young adults and adults. One of the new activities planned for this Saturday, for instance, at the Trevor Fredrickson softball field at Sunnyside Park is adult kickball.
We're partnering with Atlantic Rising and the Chamber to try and get an adult kickball game going. Not a tournament, not a league or anything like that. It's kind of a pickup style game of kickball where it's just show up, we'll divvy into teams after that, and we'll just play some kickball after that.
You don't have to have a team of 9 or 10 people. You can show up by yourself, and they'll add you to a team. Another adult activity is Art in the Park, and that's set for August 4th at 7 p.m.
We're kind of putting together a little bit of a low-key adult Art in the Park. We're calling it a creation vacation. If you need to get a night out away from your kids or anything like that, you can show up. We're going to have canvases for people and paint for people to use and things like that. You do not have to be professional artist by any means. It's more about just kind of having fun.
The event takes place at Sunnyside Park. The paint and canvas will be available for those who show up to paint on, and with step-by-step instructions made available for those who need it. Bring your own drink and munchies if you wish. Rasmussen reports the summer programs saw many participants. 53 kids signed up for tennis, 47 kids went out for swim team, and there is an average of 25 to 30 kids for the Art in the Park program that takes place every Wednesday. He said also, as we previously mentioned here, that Cass County had applied for a grant to install water fountains at four different locations. One is currently in place at the Schulberg Rec Area bathhouse that has a water bottle filling station, also a lower water bowl for pets to use. The city of Oneida was supposed to get a water fountain, he said, but they can't, so the grant will be moved so that a fountain can be installed at the Little League Sports Complex Trailhead Gazebo. The site already has a bike repair station and signage.
One thing that we need to find for that is just going to be looking at finding someone to trench a water line down to the gazebo. So we're kind of working with Mission Valley Trails on this because it wasn't necessarily in our budget. And so I don't necessarily want to just sit there and say we're going to cover everything on it, but we're going to try and see if we can't find different anybody that's willing to maybe cut us some slack to trench it over there.
In addition to the Nishna Valley Trails group, Brian said he's been working with AMU to get water from a well between fields 5 and 7. The site would allow the water to be shut off before the winter to prevent freeze-up of the fountain. In other business, cracks at the Sunnyside basketball court will be sealed in preparation for use as an ice skating rink in the winter, and cracks along the East Ridge and Schulberg trails will be sealed to prevent any additional degradation. Finally, he recommends that you stop by the wildlife refuge area along Iowa Avenue, which features many vibrant flowers and plants, and including black-eyed peas and milkweeds. Those plants and native grasses will hopefully draw monarch butterflies, some of which they hope to tag and release before they make their way to Mexico. Iowa Avenue, by the way, can be found between Buck Creek Road and Chestnut Street, north of and off of State and Commerce Streets here in Atlantic as you head toward the Schulberg campground area. In other news, police in Red Oak Monday afternoon arrested a man on a warrant out of Nottoway County, Missouri for sexual abuse and other charges. Authorities report 53-year-old Richard Eugene Darrell of Red Oak was arrested on a warrant charging him with sodomy in the first degree, two counts each of sexual abuse in the first degree and child molestation, along with deviant sexual intercourse with a person under the age of 14. Richard Darrell was being held without bond pending extradition by Nottoway County, Missouri authorities. Police in Red Oak Monday arrested a woman for driving while suspended, third offense. Authorities say 30-year-old Jessica Lynn Hardman of Red Oak was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on bond amounting to nearly $492. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources report that on Sunday night, a broken axle caused a truck driver to lose control and enter the Tarkio River about 3 miles east of Elliott in Montgomery County. Diesel fuel leaked into the river from about 7 to 10:45 p.m. when the semi was pulled from the river. Decker Trucking of Fort Dodge estimates there were 160 gallons of diesel in the fuel tanks. It's unknown how much fuel was lost, but it could be 80 gallons plus other engine fluids. The Elliott Fire Department responded to the accident Sunday evening. They placed absorbent booms at multiple places in the river to try and collect the fuel. After drywall is removed from the ditch, DNR will evaluate the soil to determine if it needs to be excavated, and the DNR will monitor the cleanup and consider any appropriate enforcement action. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.